With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Republican leader Elise Stefanik slammed Vice President Harris's joint interview with her running mate, Tim Walz, airing on CNN Thursday night, calling it offensive to women in the country.
Stefanik wrote Thursday on the social media platform X, quote, "It is absolutely unacceptable that the first and only interview from Kamala Harris, the anointed Democratic nominee for President of the United States, is done jointly with Tim Walz." She continued, "It is offensive to all women that Kamala has refused to sit for a solo interview when she's running to be commander-in-chief." Harris and Walz sat for an interview Thursday with CNN's Dana Bash, the vice president's first interview since she rose to the top of the Democratic ticket upon President Biden's exit from the race in July. Former President Donald Trump, the GOP's presidential nominee, and other Republicans have repeatedly criticized Harris for her lack of media interviews and other live, unscripted events on the campaign trail. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump was stumping in Michigan Thursday, saying he wants more babies in the U.S., and that's why, if elected, he'll support full funding for couples seeking in vitro fertilization treatment.
We're pro-family. Nobody's ever said that before. But the IVF treatments are expensive. It's very hard for many people to do it and to get it. But I've been in favor of IVF right from the beginning. You know, if you talk to them, they'll say, oh, he really doesn't like, they have ads, like, I'm against it. It's just the opposite.
School officials say illegal immigrants tried to board two separate school buses near downtown San Diego. The first incident happened Tuesday afternoon when three illegals tried to stop a school bus and get on. The second incident happened Wednesday with 20 illegals attempting to board with students at a bus stop. The district says for the safety of students and bus drivers, buses will now drive past stops with illegals nearby. This is SRN News. Doctors in the United Kingdom take a stand.
A growing number of them are quitting the British Medical Association over its continued support for sex change operations on children and the use of puberty-blocking drugs. BMA leaders have decided to reject the CAS review, a wide-ranging study released earlier this year by British medical researchers that found that helping youngsters live as the opposite sex produces no measurable improvement in their mental health and, in fact, causes harm. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge extends a temporary order allowing a boy to play soccer for his New Hampshire high school girls team. U.S. District Court Judge Landia McCafferty wants more time to consider arguments for a longer-term order and a possible trial. The families of two guys filed a lawsuit this month trying to overturn the state's ban on males competing against females in school sports. The judge extended her order for another 2 weeks. This is SRN News. Jaguar has an important heads-up for owners.
The British automaker is telling owners of roughly 3,000 vehicles to park them outdoors and away from structures due to the risk of battery fires. Jaguar is recalling I-Pace SUVs from the 2019 model year, but has not yet developed a final fix. As an interim remedy, dealers will update software, limiting battery charging to 80% of capacity. The company has issued three previous recalls for the same problem. Rich Thomason reporting.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton suing the city of Dallas and the State Fair of Texas over a change in gun policy for the upcoming fair. In the past, only those with concealed carry licenses could carry firearms at the fair, which is in accordance with state law. State Fair officials announced that this year they could not. Last year, three people were shot and wounded. The shooter did not have a license to conceal carry. More details at SRNnews.com.